Blood on Snow by Joe Nesba.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The snow was dancing like cotton wool in the light of the street lamps, aimlessly, unable to decide whether it wanted to fall up or down, just letting itself be driven by the hellish, ice-cold wind that was sweeping in from the great darkness covering the Oslo Fjord. Together they swirled, wind and snow, round and round in the darkness between the warehouses on the quayside that were all shut up for the night, until the wind got fed up and dumped its dance partner beside the wall, and there the dry, windswept snow was settling around the shoes of the man I had just shot in the chest and neck. Blood was dripping down onto the snow from the bottom of his shirt. I don't actually know a lot about snow, or much else for that matter, but I've read that snow crystals formed when it's really cold are completely different from wet snow, heavy flakes or the crunchy stuff. That it's the shape of the crystals and the dryness of the snow that make the hemoglobin in the blood retain that deep red color. Either way, the snow under him made me think of a king's robe, all purple and lined with ermine, like the drawings in a book of Norwegian folk tales my mother used to read to me. She liked fairy tales and kings. That's probably why she named me after a king. The Evening Post had said that if the